Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Late Nights podcast. What? I like doing that.
You sounded like a circus.
I was just in a circus. I told you in a circus. This is episode what, Tim? Nine. This is episode 9 of the Late Nights podcast. With my co-host, Miss Tina. And we also have a special guest, Miss Tiffany.
How you doing?
All right, guys. Well, this episode is going to be talked about.
The title is, Can I Nut?
Yes, you can.
Oh, thanks for the permission. So I have been, sex is fun, guys, right? But we all get disappointed when you get those fast strokes, and maybe it's been about 3 or 4 minutes, and you already know what comes next. He hits you with a fast stroke, and then he's like, baby, you want me to nut? And like,
what comes next, please?
Baby, can I nut? And you don't really want him to nut. You're just giving him permission. Like, yeah, daddy, I want you to nut. And then the fast strokes continue, and like at the fifth pump, it's like, oh, stupid shit. Like, why are you nutting?
Is it that bad?
Yes, it's frustrating when that happens. Like, of course we want you to nut, but we don't want you to nut right at that moment.
I mean, I don't know. I never experienced that.
Tiffany, you're a female. Normally, I'm outnumbered.
Okay.
So, yeah, so when the can I nut comes, and then them fast strokes hit you, and then after like pump five, he's nutting, and you still haven't gotten off yet. Is that like frustrating?
Okay, see, that's what I thought you were talking about. See, I wanted to be sure that's what you meant by can I nut. Like, I thought you were saying that the dude gonna get his nut and his rocks off, and then you still waiting like, okay, but I haven't even gotten mine yet.
No, it can go, this title can go both ways, yes. But for the purpose
of the topic,
I want a nut. Can I nut? The lady, the women out there, can we nut?
I need to get mine.
It's so frustrating.
Do y'all never come?
So I don't think that. Listen, I don't think that men realize how hard it is for a female to catch her nut, her orgasm, or anything. Like, it's been plenty of times where I have not came or had an orgasm because it's just so hard to catch it. Like, when it's there and he's hitting it, you're like, don't move, just keep it right.
And you know
there,
what I
daddy.
Think? That's what it might be.
And then he want to pick up the strokes, like, oh, you want a nut? No, I don't want you to nut. I'm trying to nut. And then, boom, can I nut? Damn, you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's frustrating. That is the most frustrating thing ever.
Question. Mm-hmm. Are you good at faking it?
I don't fake shit. I don't. Because when he gets up to grab his towel, or I get up to grab the towel, I'll wipe you up.
He'll be gone now.
Yeah, because I'll wipe you up, and then I'm going to lay right next to you, and I'm going to get the fixing myself. Now, whether you decide to join me or not, I'm going to catch my nut, and then I am going to make that nut seem like it is the absolutely best cum ever had.
So do you fake yours?
Yes.
That's crazy. I never experienced those things.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I never. I wouldn't have to be 3 X's on my head. I never experienced
that. Oh, the 3 X's means you're going to nut once, twice,
no.
3 times?
It just means I'm bad as a motherfucker.
But sometimes you may think you make people nut, but you really don't.
Are
you asking?
Whatever. I know. I can tell by your body. When you start shaking.
Or when them legs
Or when that motherfucker shoot out. Oh, I know you're going.
You can't.
I'm not
shit.
Stupid. But, have I ever been not... I haven't been pleased like y'all before. Like, I haven't got my nut off and motherfucker would be...
Are you holding it, though?
No.
Are you good at holding your nut?
Yeah, I'm good at it.
So, are you the kind of guy that nuts first, acts as you get off later, or are you make her come, then you come?
Mm. I come when she says come. Put it like that.
Okay, would she be like, Eddie, nut. Are you nutting in, on, or around?
Whatever she wants.
Why do y'all ask, where do you want me to nut?
Because, to be honest with you, niggas really want to be like, in your face, in your mouth, but
Timmy, why do you ask?
Some porno shit, you know, you want to do it in the face.
Like, I might want to do it in the face. Everybody not on some freak
so
mode
now,
shit.
Vern, do you ask that question?
It depends on the fact.
Okay.
Ooh. There you go. You're right, okay. Vern. Depending on who you fucking. If you know you got a slut.
So here's my thing. My answer to that question is always going to be wherever you want.
But is it always wherever I want?
Yeah. If he's doing it now, because I already know he going to be too far from my face to get in my face. So either you're going to. My preference is this. I want you to nut in these sheets because I'm getting ready to take them off and throw them in the washer anyway. So they're already dirty. So fucking nut in the sheets. That's where I want you to nut. But if you have to, I don't like nut. I don't want it.
Why do you tell him well?
Because that's a politically correct thing to say. Like, I'll be okay if he like nuts on my stomach so I could wipe it out. Yes,
give it to me, daddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Super balls. Edit that out, Vern. Put my hand over here. Make her hand a bill.
Y'all realize it's loud.
I know. That's why I'm like, fuck.
That shit was funny as hell. Sorry. But yeah, like, I've swallowed nut one time, and the after effect of that had me so fucked up. I was in the bathroom for like 2 days.
What?
It fucked with...
Are you fucking a demon?
No, it like fucked with my stomach, so I immediately... If anyone knows me, y'all know, like, I call my doctor for everything. So, like, I immediately got on the phone with her. I'm like, I swallowed some nut in my... I got the shits, and she's like, no, you're never supposed to drink that. And I'm like, why? No, there are certain enzymes in the nut that is not good for your body. So your body will immediately begin to expel it from your system.
I'm gonna try that next time.
It's not. Yeah.
I'm a fan of.
It's not. It's like definitely not good for you.
The more you know.
Yeah, I never knew that.
No, now your face.
Don't be telling everybody that.
No, I'm just listening.
Niggas gonna get their dreams shooken down.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
Because you got the shit, you ain't gonna drink no more.
That's good. No, I can't swallow. It's not good for my body. No.
And that's my answer all the time. Like, I'm like, oh no, I don't swallow. It's not good for me.
Me personally, I don't like women that swallow. Mm-mm. I want to see it on you. I want to put it on your face.
You want to wear it.
Now, right. If you want to keep it on your face for a couple, like turn it into a facial.
Like literal facial. Turn the facial into a facial. It's good. Okay.
I like
nut on my face, pretty much. Okay, I'm not going to swallow
it. Now, one thing, what I will say is one time I had my, like, boobs jizzed on, and I love my boobs, and they look, like, really nice. I'm like, oh, okay, that was nice.
Did you rub it in?
No, I did not. Wiped it off.
See?
Why do guys like that when they nut on your tits, they say rub it in? What's up with that?
It's a visual thing with us.
Like, I don't want to rub it.
Me and us visual. Like, to me to jag off, I can't jag off randomly. Like, just, oh, let me just. I have to watch a porno. I cannot. Like how women can play with themselves and don't look at anything.
My imagination is an MF for us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I need visual.
You can't think, like, be like in your mind?
No. I need visual.
Do you still have wet dreams? Really? Because I have one.
I never had a wet dream.
And
what was your dream about?
It was wild.
What was it about?
I care not to share.
Why not?
I care not to share.
This is our show. You can do it.
I get it, but it's I care not to share.
Okay. But yeah, that's not my thing. What about you? Wet dream, city?
Yeah, I had one weeks ago.
Oh, see.
I don't know who the person was, so that was interesting.
Did you see a body?
Yeah, saw a body, face, and everything. It was like at first I was being like real mean and nasty to him.
Oh, that's someone that you've always wanted to have sex with that hasn't probably paid you attention.
Okay, I need to find him and get some of this frustration.
Think about the body type. Like when I have dreams, I never see faces, but I always look at the settings. I look at the body structure. I'm like, oh, that was it right there.
Okay.
But this last dream I had, I knew exactly who it was because the voices to me, they kind of are the same.
So he was a shadow.
His face was not, but his voice. And then I was thinking, like, maybe I just wanted it to partake in that type of event with that person. So maybe that's what it is.
Somebody you hate or like?
No. We get busy.
Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I had a weird dream growing up. Like, I had, you know, dreams thinking about sex or whatever, but I never woke up like, oh, sperm everywhere.
How was sex taught to you?
Porno.
So your mother never brought it up?
No,
to you?
Nobody in my family never talked to me about sex. My uncle had porn, and I used to go sneak in his room, steal his tapes, and learn it from there.
How was sex taught to you?
Porn?
Really?
I don't know, but I never had the talk. I was a child of the early days of the internet, so, you know, we got the dial-up. Okay. Chat rooms and all that shit stuff I had no business doing at that age. But yeah, you know, in the 2000s you had typing the site wrong, you got some titties in your face. So
me and my guy used to burn online white pornos and sell porno DVDs.
Oh, like off of Napster and all that stuff.
Yes, we used to be on online white. Oh.
So do you think that's a culture thing? Because my mom talks to me about sex.
I don't know. I think it's just the parents. I think it's just what type of parents you got. Like I fuck with PJ, like, you look at the porn. I'll fuck with him and ask him, but
I am so open, raw, and honest with my kids when it comes to sex. It's almost scary for other people to hear me talk to them about it. Because I feel like it's so easy, accessible now. See, back then, we were curious. Very,
they can catch it anywhere.
It was taboo. You know, for us, it was very taboo. Yeah. Like, I feel like with our generation, what are we, X or something like that?
I don't know what we are.
And or Gen Z or something. Whatever generation we are, I feel like the taboo and the sacredness of sex is long gone. You know what I'm saying?
It's everywhere.
I think we're millennials, and then now these crackhead era kids, not saying their parents are crackheads, but these fucking kids.
Yeah, we are millennials.
These new age kids, I praise them and I hate them all in the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because, number one, I love them because they live their life with no regard. They're very open. They're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do, how they want to do it, regardless. And then, in the regard, I hate them at the same point, because it's like, damn, can y'all just be mindful and cognizant of the things that you're doing?
We were like that.
We were not like that.
Shit, I know a lot of motherfuckers didn't care.
No, we weren't. The way these kids move nowadays, they're so open and all of that stuff. We did not do that. See, we had to figure things out. We may have done it, but it wasn't televised.
It could have been.
Boom.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. My grandma bought me and me a record camera. Me and my friends used to run around. Guess what we used to do? I used to record me having sex.
Do you have those videos? Because
those old tapes. I don't know.
Mind them.
But we also used to run around and interview prostitutes. And
that's dope.
And guess how old were we?
Probably like
14 years old.
Yeah, but you know what? That's something that you see what you had to do. You had to figure it out. You took the steps to figure
HBO.
It out.
Shit,
well, not who had. You're spoiled then, because I didn't fucking grow up with HBO.
You didn't have cable.
The fuck, I didn't have cable.
Everybody had cable.
Yeah,
you
used to
cable
growing up. Watch Real Sex too.
Y'all got the black box.
Yeah, everybody watch Real Sex. You ever watch Real Sex?
I don't know. Cable man, $50. He give you the black box. You got all this.
Well, we probably didn't get cable until maybe I was going into high school, but even then, I've never been a big TV watcher. Like,
that's what it is.
That wasn't my thing to watch TV. Like, I was a reader. Like, besides my mom introducing me to sex.
So how did she bring it to you?
Well, she said, bitch, don't get fucking pregnant, because it'll be me, you, and a doctor. That's how she always said it to me.
Okay.
But I was raped when I was younger. So sex was introduced to me in not the right way.
Okay.
So sex was introduced to me as a trauma, as pain, as things of that nature. So when that was introduced to me, it was like, I don't know what this is. I was very young. I was 8. I was raped for 4 years. And once I figured it out, like, this is not right. And then everything happened, of course, and all of that. As I got older, I went to therapy, and I had to be retaught that sex is not bad. And by that was a trauma. And then as I got older, and I realized I did want to have sex with a guy willingly.
Right.
That nigga he's so fucking stupid. Now that I think about it, I'm like, damn, that was dumb. Because, you know, you think, like, when I give it away, a woman. So you're like, I want to be in a hotel. I want to have roses, the candles. I want all of that shit.
Yeah.
And then the reality is the nigga turns on a porn and says, hey, we're going to do what they're doing. Well, swear to
you know what? To come back to think about it, when you said I was introduced to sex, and I was molested too at like 11 or 12.
But here's the thing.
But it was from a female.
But
she was a babysitter.
Rape.
No, I'm saying she was a babysitter. And she didn't touch my penis or anything, but she made me eat her out. So she like sat on my face.
Oh, dirty bitch.
And maybe she was like 18, 17.
But here's the thing, right? Now, if you were like 14, 15, and you told your homies you did that, you was the motherfucking man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. the culture around rape and molestation is weird, because for women, it's sought after, it's prosecuted, it's this, and then for boys, it's like, oh, you're a man, you're good. You know what I'm saying? But the reality is, you were raped. Mm-hmm. Whichever way anyone wants to look at it. But that's a whole other thing for me to go way deep, because I can go deep into that. But anywho. But yeah, once I started willingly doing the deal, it was over with, because then it like turned something in me to become like over sexualized, because I was sexually assaulted as a young age, and when I got older, I wanted to make a man feel empty, just the same way I felt. So I learned that men don't like to be ignored after sex. You have to reach out, follow up. If you don't call them back, they're pissed off. But at the same time, when you're doing all this crazy ass sexing, it puts you on a high. So for me, I probably what people consider a sexual prowess or power or whatever, like it gave me a power, like a euphoric feeling. I was like, damn, I got this nigga. Next. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you feel.
And that's how it made me feel. But then of course you go after that, but then I learned how to talk to men and get things out of men without using sex. So I was gifted cars, I got money, but I never had sex with them. I learned how to listen to get what I want.
I guess.
I'm for real.
I mean, I believe you. I don't think
like,
you
know. Real shit. Like, I learned that if you sit and be quiet and allow a man to just dump on you and let him vent and you're just listening, go out, have a good time, make him laugh, you get whatever you want. Sex is not included. I'm for real. And it's never...
me personally, I wouldn't do it, but you got motherfuckers that do that. You got motherfuckers that do it.
But yeah, no, like... A lot of times, a lot of women, again, because some women don't like to be judged or anything of that nature, which is why it's not like, oh, bitch, let me tell you, I fucked Ronnie the other day. That nigga gave me $5. But then she realized when she go out with Steve, her and Steve have a good time. They laugh, they hang out. He can take her everywhere. And she listens. Steven gave her $1,000. And without even having to ask.
That's why you talking old niggas too. Them names. Ronnie and Steve.
These are random names that came to my mind, asshole. But have you gotten gifts from sex? What was the best gift you got off sex?
I don't know if it's a gift.
What was it?
I mean, it's a gift, but I don't think it was like from sex, like here. Clothes and shit, like shoes.
Are you fucking them?
Yeah.
Those are gifts.
Well, I guess shoes and like, trips. I've got taken on trips.
Okay, you got flew it out.
No, I ain't. Well, yeah, she flew me out.
Okay, do you always want
to hang out? She flew me out just for dick, too. I wasn't shit.
No, but when you think about it, like, there's a price on everybody.
Real.
And so when he's like, I ain't never paid for pussy, nigga.
You but no, I mean, now that you say it from a guy, I'm thinking that, you know, she liked me. But you saying it like, man, she liked me and she liked what I do. And the time we spent was more of, that was a more thing of anything.
But it always ended, can I nut? You ask her, can you nut? What goes through your head when you ask a woman, can I nut?
I told you I don't ask. I just wait till they say it. Never asked them. I may say, you know, where can I come at?
But ain't that the same goddamn thing?
No.
Where you want me to
come? I would say this shit in the beginning.
Oh, you actually.
Just to be prepared, because if I come in the face, I want to be ready to get out. You got one of those.
Oh, she said the face.
She might be like, put it in my ass.
So you just been fucking to be like, can I nut? You ain't never asked that?
Because I like sex. I don't want to just fucking stop.
Timmy?
You ever been asked, can you nut?
No, do you ask, can I nut?
Well, see, I had like a different type of conversation. I had a freaky deep conversation in the beginning, so I know, okay, what I can do, what I can't do.
No, when you're in the moment, right?
In the moment,
And you fucking, you be like, oh, can I nut? And then she be like, yes, no, whatever.
No, I know, because I've been to make sure she good, then I'm going to do my
thing. Oh, so you're a pleaser. Yeah, Vern, are you the only real nigga in here? That ain't a romance
sensation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you say I'm finna come?
I let them know. Hey, it's about to happen. But usually, yeah, they've already been out there a few times.
So you're a pleaser.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with the wrong niggas then. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I got the D. Lord. I'm leaving
with the wrong niggas.
I'm leaving them fools alone. I don't know who this debonair young man is in this corner with this maroon color hat here, but are you the same way? Are you a please, or do you, are you just get yours out the way?
I'm pressing that idea. I'm gonna make me hit it so many times before I even get to mine.
Y'all know what? I know who he is, but take it.
I'm gonna take it from all the rest of them. Oh. She can have a man, I guarantee you, she gonna leave her husband. She gonna say, I'm coming home never.
Baby.
I'm all in the ass with the tongue. Oh. I tell you all, I make sure she gonna bust so much she gonna forget her name.
You know
I,
what?
She gonna say, Jesus Christ, what do you want me
to do?
Look. You jig that.
Oh, that was real nice.
I've been digging it all out. I'll leave you all for the next. She got a boyfriend and a husband. That's cool. I like that. But I guarantee you, she gonna be working no more for 5 days.
You know what? I'm about to call the police on this man here.
They tell me probably been work too. They'll say, God damn, I'm next.
We need the...
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, I'm the coldest.
I believe you. And you know...
Tell me your name one more time, bro.
Prince Dandy.
Prince Dandy.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I don't normally believe men when they talk like that, but I felt that in my spirit.
I guarantee you, I'm gonna get someplace else.
Get me out of here, y'all. The show's over. Nah, but I done forgot what the fuck I'm
doing.
You're blushing.
You're a little flustered over there.
I'm flustered. Lord.
What's next?
Pull me a thing.
I'm shit. I'm letting us scroll off this today.
Y'all done messed me all up. I don't even know what to say anymore. Pull me a thing. Go ahead.
That was it.
No, there's something else on there. Like, but you know what? This show I was really doing off the top of my head because as I was driving,
you shot these, wait.
I last night with me and Sarah, we went to dinner and had conversations or whatever, and then we started talking about the whole nut situation.
Right.
Why? Like, for me, it probably doesn't even work for y'all because you guys seem to be pleasers more than anything. So, has there ever been a time where a woman hasn't pleased you?
Yeah, I've definitely had those times. I want to say maybe like 3-4 times.
And what do you do? Do you be mad, or what do you do? Explain to her?
No, I don't say shit.
I feel like men do a better job of coaching during sex than women do. You know what I'm saying? Like. Mm-hmm. As women, I feel like we need to start teaching men how to please us because I think that they may help.
I mean, when I get into that aggression mode,
or whatever,
you know, I guess, yeah, I do. But
like if you get in head and she ain't doing the right, like, slow down, babe. What do you?
Right. No, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't.
I make her do what I want her to do.
You guide her. Yeah. But again, that goes
to the... I don't say, slow down, babe. I don't do that.
Open your mouth, bitch. That's
right.
How you do.
There you go.
Oh.
That's not too bad.
That's
complete
coaching.
No, I know it is, but I'm saying I don't do it the soft sounding way that she just did it.
I wouldn't imagine anybody.
I don't do it like Michael and be like, hey, suck the dick like this.
So what if
ain't no lady in that moment?
You slut right now. Who the fuck I tell you?
You fucking there, the lady party gone.
Hey, lady.
Miss, ma'am.
Ma'am, do this motherfucker.
Gang
slay
that. He just grabbed
him
in the head. That's
right. Yeah, basically.
Oh,
especially
decided.
If you bald, too. The head and the sides.
That's how you got it.
That's how you do it.
Oh, okay.
Things ain't big for no reason.
Why the fuck?
Come on. Right, this your show today.
So, for you two, Do you find it whereas a lot of women, anybody, don't know how to suck dick? Like, they do it because you want them to do it?
Yeah, I told a motherfucker, like, if you don't, I don't want no head if you just ain't doing it because I asked you. I don't like that shit.
Pause. Tiffany, do you suck dick because you want to suck dick or because you just have to?
Only because I have to. If I did not have to, I would not.
Baby. And that is, you know what? Y'all shaking your heads, but naturally, that is every woman's answer. Now, as
why?
For me.
My thing is why?
Shit.
As for
why y'all
me.
Like sucking dick?
And my squad, we sucking dick because we love that shit.
Okay. Well, all right. So, like, look. This is a grown folks show.
Oh, yeah.
My first time at the mic. But look. I cannot deep throat. Don't be fucking grabbing the back of my hand without I'm over here tapping out. And I'm over here like, look, look. And I'm looking at him like, nigga, I can't breathe.
Let me tell you something.
Every moment can deep,
bro. I mean, okay. Here. Now, here's the...
You gotta train.
Here's the issue, right? Most women suck dick incorrectly, right?
Okay.
So, you're on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Find your relaxed space. Lay down on your stomach right in between his legs.
Okay.
Lift up a little... And you're more relaxed. You could take more in.
I ain't gonna lie, motherfucker. I know a motherfucker suck dick like that. That should be good. That I ain't gonna even lie.
Listen, because you're relaxed and you could take it. You don't even need your hands to guide you. You could do it yourself. Everything is now elongated. Don't suck dick while you try to breathe. You're gonna breathe in, and when you could breathe through your nose, pull up, take your big breath. You really sucking dick when them tears start rolling down your ass.
Yeah.
You be like, oh, yeah. Shit. And then you gotta do a little swivel on your head, and it is like some things going.
And that's when you start making the weird suction noises.
Now, I'm not a noise, and I'm not a noise maker, but most men, that noise shit really don't do much for them. It probably does an ego, but if you be like, when you moan while you do it, that probably turn them on more than that.
Yeah, something like a damn vacuum. Yeah, I shut
Sometimes you want to gag a motherfucker a little bit.
But I don't gag, so it just, to me, it don't even matter.
You'll figure it out.
Y'all about to give me a big ass.
When it sit there, son, he don't want...
That shit turned, man. Y'all hear that motherfucking noise?
The motorboat.
Just like them rings. You got them rings. Them bracelets with that noise.
I still ain't got no rings, y'all. I need to give me some rings and some... Be around him.
Man, you do that shit? It's a rap. You mind now?
Talking about the Carmen Hayes, Lucas.
Yeah. You mind now?
I asked somebody else about that ring shit and
what they said.
They was like, I don't fucking give a fuck. But he was like, nah, bitch, but your nails need to be done. I'm like, oh, that's my thing. As long as my nails done and it's pretty, these dick grappers. I love it.
Put some gold on your dick grappers, man.
Oh, I don't have any gold, guys. I have gold skin. That's it. I'll buy the bracelets, guys.
What else we got? Do you think social media has liberated people?
Definitely. Social media has brought sex to the motherfucking forefront. And you know what? I love it. Like Cardi B, y'all can hate her. Mulatto, they made it okay for us good girls. That people be like, y'all hoes. But we really not. We're just sexually fucking liberated. We love to fuck. And there's nothing wrong with that.
At all.
Like, I feel like social media has allowed people to open up and show who they really are. Like, the people that they portray on the internet is who they're scared to be in real life.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I say starting from Tumblr, that shit really, like...
Tumblr used to be
made
shit.
People open up. People still be hidden, but a lot of people, more people that's opened up, and you see this shit more from... But like I said, like you said, back in the AOL days and... Chat room,
I was never really in chat rooms and no shit like that. Like
I was trying to find freaks. I ain't know nobody like me, so I was trying to find
freaks. I was outside all the time. I was outside kicking it.
Yeah.
You said what?
I was lying about your age. I did.
I never lied about
it. I was 22.
So do you think for you, because you have an OnlyFans, PJ, fuck her. That's his Twitter. He got a little nice little content, ladies. You may want to get at him, but you're going to have to be on video, and it's going to cost you. Anywho, that was a shameless plug
thank
for you.
Thank you. I was going to say thank you.
Do you feel like sex, you being able to start an OnlyFans page, do you think that that was a part of you that was trapped and now it allowed you to be that person?
Yeah, I don't even lie. I do. It kind of made me like, I was always that person, but when that came out, it was like, fuck it. Who cares?
Make some money off.
Like,
do you have an OnlyFans?
I got like a close, I got a close friend section on Instagram, and I sometimes promote that.
Oh.
And motherfuckers be like, damn, Phil, I ain't, you know, I ain't be like, I ain't know you did this. Yeah, go check it out.
We got the charge for that, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got it charged. We can buy it.
Oh, you did?
I just got them checking out what's going on.
Oh, shit. We about to get paid.
But yeah, it has. It really has, like,
said, so, say fuck. Tim, introduce this gentleman in the corner.
He did a very good job of himself.
He did. I didn't even know where he came from. Honestly, like, I was talking and talking, and then I was like, oh, this energy. You have great energy, by the way. Like, the energy in the room did not shift when you sat in here, because I think Tim knows me better than anybody else. I'd have been like, what the fuck is going on? Like, hold up. Stop. Wait a minute. No, but you have great energy. You're what do you do exactly? Okay. I love independent movies. You see this? I don't know if they can see them and see him, but he is like, cut up and chew.
They'll see him very soon on the NMG net.
Okay. Prince Dondi. Yo. Oh, okay. We got the. Now, I love independent films. I love independent films more than the big films. Like, I feel like it takes a lot more. It's more of your spirit in them. Like, it means a lot versus those big films. I love it. Miss Tiffany, so what do you do, Tiff? And where did you come from, girl?
See. I have a podcast that has been in the making for about five...
Don't listen. Let me tell you something. Do it now.
Do it.
Do it.
So, that's what people are telling me, like, what are you waiting for? So, it's like, forget it. So, my homegirl who runs the IG Sugar on Top, Cash, she did a session with y'all a while back. Mm-hmm. So, I've been keeping in touch with old man Logan back and forth over the years. And I'm like, so, when are we going to do a session together? He was like, let's go.
So, what's your podcast going to be about?
See, for me, I have the gift of gab, so I can do it about all things going on now, topics that we have put together, music, movies, all types of stuff. So I can just really do it based off of anything. Mm-hmm. But me and Cash, we started working together, and we can never find time to get the project going. Then she quit, and now she got her current job, and it's like, I'm still at that job, and it's like, we just never found time to make things happen.
Oh, girl, when y'all on the phone, hit record. Boom, that's a podcast. Mm. I learned that. I think I have more podcast experience than anyone in this room. Tim comes second.
How come second?
Because I've been doing podcasts longer than you.
I'm on over 200 of them.
I probably have about the same, Tim. I've had more shows than you. Tim, like, so we're like, hey, we're neck and neck.
Okay.
But right. As a female, oh, my phone died.
Like always.
Shut up. So... as a female, I'll tell you this from one woman to the next. Do your shit, sis. Don't wait on your friend. Do it on your own. Like, I used to model for a lot of years, and then I started doing PR work, everything, and I never doubted myself. Like, I always did that shit. And I'm friends with this young lady named Sophie Green. She started her podcast, and she was like, do your shit. Like, and I just, at the time, I was recording off my cell phone.
Okay.
I went and bought a mic, downloaded iRig, and wherever I went, boom, record. That was the show. And then me and my stepsister, we was together all the time anyways, and we linked up, and that's how Sexy and Savage came to me. And I was recording off my phone for a long time. I used to tell Tim that I never wanted to go into a studio because it made it the naturalness of the show wasn't there.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this. Do your shit. Don't wait on your friend, because you're going to always forever be waiting on somebody to do something that you want. So don't never, ever, ever wait on nobody else. You want to do that shit, you do it yourself. And you'll see, you'll be so proud of yourself. Like, damn, I did that. And people that you wouldn't even know, like, you wouldn't even think. Like, my auntie in Georgia, like, she's very older, but she loves my show. My mom listens to my show. She loves my shit. She rocks with my shit. And it's crazy, because you're like, oh, I gotta wait. You don't need nobody to do nothing that you want. Go get your shit, queen. You've been wanting to do it. Trust me, the shit is just gonna flow.
How many years have you been doing your podcast?
It's probably like 6 years.
Okay.
Like, and then once I start doing my shit, then I would just collab with other people. Like, we do different shows. We talk about different things. Like, this young lady named Tin, we had her on the show. She also is the real Miss Foxy. Her and I linked up. I went to the studio with one of the guys that I was working with. And she was like, I want to do a podcast. She's just talking. And then one of the guys was like, well, since you do a podcast. We linked up and we started a podcast. It was her idea. It was called Chicago's a Culture. She was the lady behind the video, and I was the lady in front of the screen.
Okay.
Like, you never know who you bump into. Like, do it. Don't wait on nobody. You don't even have to be sitting in this room. I feel like this is the bougie version of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, real podcast is we're sitting down and, you know, like we had a boombox and we hit the play and record button and we just go at it. I think those are the best conversations. You don't have to have this big layout. I'm telling you, in the beginning, I spent so much money trying to think I want to get everything right and do it right. A fucking $20 microphone I attached to the bottom of my motherfucking iPhone 6 got me some of my best shows. And well, now you have have Anchor and all of those things. Sis, do your thing. You don't need this. You just fucking press play. And now you got Tim. You have a whole network. You know, that got you. We can get you in the right direction however you need to go. You got to... The reality is this. People get famous not for none of that. It's about who they know. You know the right people can get to anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't your net worth, it's your network. That's more important than anything.
Yeah.
So you sitting around, this is, you know, a colorful station, you know what I'm saying, with great black people doing good things, you know what I'm saying? So don't doubt yourself. Do your shit. So next time you come on here, you not come to our shit, we come to your shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So by next week, girl, I want to see some up.
Like I say, don't stop. Don't ever feel like it's... It ain't going right. Keep going.
No, the thing is, I know, like you said, it's your network and who you know. Because I know people like my sister. She's good friends with the girl who does Diamond Dosage.
I know her.
So I know Diamond pretty good. It's a guy who has a studio up north. He's called, I know him from work. He calls himself House, Chris House. He does like all type of production for people. So it's like, I know people and I'm easy to make connections. Like, at first I was really intimidated coming in here, but when we started talking amongst each other, I relaxed. My body language is real chill now. So I feel like coming in here, I'm leaving out with 6 more people that, like, just knowing, like, I have, like, people I can say, okay, I mess with them, they know me, they rock with me, so people who can actually vouch for me and stuff like that. So it's like...
Oh, you don't need nobody's a voucher. Nobody, because let me tell you something. One thing I learned that when I was... I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time. When Tim met me, he was managing artists. And it's like, damn, who is this? But everything I ever told Tim, my work speaks for itself. I don't need anyone to vouch for me. Tim didn't know me from a can of paint. We went from not knowing each other to him coming to audition for shows that I was doing with French Montana, T.I., Meek Mill, all of them. I don't never give nobody my number. Nobody like, oh, call this person. They'll tell you what I do. Oh, no. Because when they speak my name, nobody has anything bad to say about me. I'm not never going to say, go talk to Tim about me. No. Mm-mm. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. You either going to work with me or not. My energy got to be that much great for you just fuck me. Because I'm not going to beg nothing from nobody. So it don't matter who you got to vouch for you. Can you do it? Mm. Just do it. Don't worry about who's going to vouch for you. Because those are the people that we think going to vouch for us. And they're going to leave our ass out to dry. Like, seriously. Sorry, I know this is late nights, but...
I mean, no, this is...
I feel strongly about...
Everybody, we also do other stuff, too.
Yeah, I feel strongly about, you know, black women. And I know that it could be hard sometimes because us as women, we're extremely hard amongst each other. So I don't ever want you to feel like you ain't got... Call me up. It don't matter. I'm up fucking 24 hours a day any fucking ways. I barely sleep. But call me. Like, I want you to feel this is safe. Podcasting is a safe space. No matter what you want to do it about, it's your personal safe space. And the good thing about this is that your reach is longer than you think. Your reach is not just in Chicago or Illinois. You're going to look at the analytics and you're going to see somebody in fucking Russia. Somebody in Istanbul. Shit, I didn't even know where the fuck Istanbul was until I started podcasting. And I seen that 10% of my listeners were coming from that country. And it's like, oh my God, like, you guys really fuck with me, you know? And I hadn't put out a show of fucking Sexy and Savage since May. And people, I still was getting, averaging like 200 listens per week. And the countries, the diversity, and it's that makes you feel good. Like, I cried the first time I pulled my analytics. And I screenshot that shit so quick and I sent it to my mom. And she was like, do your sis, babe. Do your shit, like, do it. Like, none of my friends have ever reposted shit about Sexy and Savage. Shit about nothing that I did. These are my bitches. We break bread together. Strangers support me more than the people that I fuck with. And that's what you need to know. So, oh, I know them. Them motherfuckers ain't vouching for you. Why? Because they're selfish and they're going to vouch for themselves. You vouch for you and that's it. Put your shit out there and do it. Don't let nothing hinder you. Your homegirl, she forever going to be busy. Trust me.
Okay.
Do it yourself. You can hold a show on your own. And then, you know what? You general conversation. Hey, I got a podcast. I'm like, damn, you want to be a guest? We can do a show right now. And that's how I get a lot of dudes to do my podcast. Like, I always kick it with a bunch of dudes. And we be in a setting and the conversation get the going. I be like, y'all know I got a podcast. Let's put this shit on the podcast. They like, shit, cool. Fire that bitch up. Boom. I set my shit up. And boom, I got like a 3-hour episode that I can chop up into 3 parts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And even if you don't want to do topics, if you watch TV, do your ass a review show.
Yeah.
Cause I know that in a minute if Married at First Sight is my show, by the way. But 90 Day Fiance, that white lady and that African man was pissing me off. I wanted to do a review show so bad, but I'm like, I ain't got no time. But if you're a TV watcher, do you a podcast about reviewing shows? Like, cause I'm a reader, so shit. I can review books right now. Black authors, but do your shit. I'm for real. So next time our encounter is going to be amongst each other on your show. You'll be introducing us as guests on your show. And I feel this very, everyone knows I'm super spiritual. The universe did not bring us all in this room for no reason.
It's all happened for us.
For no reason. Because nothing happens by chance. Everything is destined.
Yeah.
So you may have needed that little fire lit up under your ass, sis. And I'm gonna be here to do it to you. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
trust me, like all you need is that little tickle for you to just get up and get that shit done. Get her done, like literally. You feel me? Like, I know Tim out of everybody. And then me and P met when Tim introduced us. But shit, after we had a couple conversations, this nigga was like, oh, I be liking your shit on Instagram. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. I was just always saying thank you. Like, legit, like, in my DM, it's like my picture, and I'd always be like, THX. Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks. Oh, okay. But then the universe brought him to me before I even knew who he was. And now we on doing a whole show together. So I think that's important.
Yeah.
Do not doubt yourself. And then tell the nigga not to come when he asks, can I come?
Getting back on the right path of the church.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Because sometimes you have to deviate from the plan.
Yeah.
Like, I may have had that plan, but something else, that was important for me to get that out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm just watching this because other people may need that message.
Definitely. And I'm always going to ask a motherfucker, don't tell him, please, wait. Just stop. Wait, not yet. So how do you feel if a woman gives you direction during sex?
It throws me the fuck off.
It does?
I don't like it.
Oh, man.
Especially when I know what I'm doing.
I mean, if it's a certain, let's say it's a certain way.
Not everyone knows what
if you're trying to tell me how to get you head, I don't like it. Like, I will listen, but I don't fucking like it. Because I feel like, look, goddamn,
no!
I won't do what you're asking. Just give me a minute. Let me start. Let me show you my way.
And maybe
now, if it's a dominatrix type of thing, then that's different. But if it's more of telling me what the... Nah, let me fucking do my job. I'm not gonna not please you.
But what if it don't feel good to her?
Then I must got to go back and look in the
That's
mirror.
That's selfish.
I need to go back and look in the mirror and figure out what the fuck feel
I
what
you
feel. Where was you at,
no, I'm gonna say this. Some women are scared to tell a guy that it's not good.
I can call that.
Shit. Really?
I got too many baby mamas.
Really?
Prince wanna chime in.
Oh, come on. Please.
I don't know. Should I?
Yes, you should.
Should I?
Yes, because I seen you in that corner.
Can I?
Yes.
Almost definitely got to listen to it. Because every hit of clips got the same.
That's true.
That bag a little different, you understand me? Once you tell your nigga down there, you like, nigga, a certain way, you got to get it a certain way because you want to call all night long. So you talking that shit, it sounds good. You tell them, oh, now, ain't it? That's that ego, ain't it?
Yes.
I'll let you go down that door and let that pig out.
Yes!
I got to talk a lot.
But that's just me. But yeah, I mean, eating pussy too is, you like he said, you gotta listen.
The first thing he, the important thing that he said it's here was, it's different. No.
What?
He said he laid his ego down at the door. You know, that speaks volumes in his fucking self, because you wanna know what he did? He set aside how he wanna do shit to be able to take in your energy and do what pleases you. I mean,
I feel you.
That is
but
the...
I had girls cry
because
they didn't think I could do
something. Here's the thing. That's your ego again.
You know what's not. It's not. To be honest with you, sometimes in my situation, when I come in it, I don't be thinking like, oh, I'm finna... My thing is, I want to make sure I'm the best ever. I do want to please you. My whole thing is please you, especially if it's the
first
time.
But if you don't want to take direction...
No, I don't mind. Like I said, I don't mind direction. But it's also, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen. I'm going to do what you need to. I don't mind direction at all.
Listen.
But I never had nobody tell me direction. So.
There are times when I have stopped sex.
See, I never had that.
And been like,
I never had that. So it's like, I never had nobody
you
say.
You cannot do me.
I never had nobody say, P, you're doing it wrong. Else. P, you're doing it wrong. I never had that.
But again, you're probably I deal with a different caliber nigga anyways. Me and Tim have established that. And I need to do a better job at picking the men that I fuck with.
Right, because as I said, it's not like I'm responsive to her body.
Right.
You are.
The whole thing is to please you more than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I can jack off and get my nut whenever, but my whole thing is pleasing you.
You know what I like is like, this is off subject, but whatever. Like, do you enjoy videos?
Like, making videos?
No, like her sending you a random video during the day.
I hear guys really like that shit.
Because I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
It's
I hate it. No, I hate that shit. Like,
with me, it's like you say, Vern, it's foreplay. It's exciting. It's making me want you even more.
Like, I enjoy sending videos to my man.
Right.
Like, only because I feel like it builds his anticipation for
there
when
you
we
go.
Really
that's
get
the
together.
Best thing. Because when you just sitting there, you know,
and then, like,
fuck,
a random.
Let's come, baby, let's kiss or something. You can call me all morning. I ain't gonna fuck.
Don't like the directness sometimes, though?
What? Just no, not like right then and there. Like that's, I like to get built up with it. Like that shit kind of makes it better. I've been anticipating on you all day, so now I'm finna.
You want
to
know the best kind of sex?
The, shit out of you, so.
The best kind of sex to me is like if I'm coming to you 9 times out of 10, I'm coming to you. You're never coming to me. I walk in the door and the motherfucker just get right to it, like take over, throw me against the wall, kiss me, smack my shit out, throw me on the fucking wall, just like, oh, fuck.
You know what's funny?
You miss me that much.
I never got a chance
yeah,
to
do that. Yeah, you miss me that much, nigga. Yeah. You can't even move past the threshold of the door. Like,
I do go for it. This be the woman, I guess. Like, they not into that.
Listen.
It's very...
That's not.
I think I may have did it maybe twice.
And that certain woman... Christian Grey character?
Because
he can take control.
No, when I'm in the bed, I do all that, yeah. But, like, as soon as she walk in, I want to just go at it.
Listen.
It never happened with me. I'm like, God damn, I was ready to just rip your shit off. Like, come on.
Listen.
Motherfucker, now I want to hug and kiss you first. No.
Going for
let me fucking...
No, listen.
When we get in the bed, then it's a whole other story, but I can't never get to open the door.
Listen, you want to know what that does? It's like, damn, this motherfucker loves me. He's been thinking about me all day. Like, see, I think I know you're supposed to go to dinner, but fuck those reservations. I'll cook for you later.
You know what? I did that before. You remember just sitting here? You remember just laying here? You know what? I'll make get some Pop-Tart.
You don't know what?
You know what I'm saying?
Just like, afterwards.
Make a sandwich.
I'll go to Maxwell's.
We can go to Maxwell's afterwards and then get back to it.
Then you look at your wallet and save me $50. You gotta do
more than $50. Everybody's satisfied.
Well, nah, that to me, I think that's like super amazing. Like, when you send those little videos, especially like, I don't get too into detail, but y'all should read books because it'll teach you how to squirt and send your, listen.
You can?
Send your nigga a video of you squirting, bitch, and I promise you this, sis.
Okay.
The dick is going to be so motherfucking amazing. You're going to love it because he's going to want to make you squirt. Just like you just did yours. Trust me.
Yeah.
And drink coconut water, ladies, because if you have a little bit of a dry vag, drink coconut water for 7 days and email us. Tim, tell them what the email is, because I promise you, coconut water will make it juicier, sweeter, everything. Email us. Do the coconut water challenge. That's what we're going to do. Drink coconut water for 7 days straight.
Post it.
Yo, seven days straight.
Post it.
The late nights, zero,
gmail.com. Listen. Drink coconut water for 7 days and get back to me. You'll thank me later. Like, I love coconut water, but it does something to your hoo-ha that's amazing. Good. It does.
Noted.
It's a better taste?
I think so.
It's good.
I know it just tastes, for me, it tastes like water, but after coconut, it just be like a little sweet, like, that coconut pineapple was fire. You know, that
is it a specific brand?
No, any type of coconut water.
Okay.
I like Vi coconut water. Mm-hmm. So, this show is, you know what?
This is good out.
Turn myself on the back.
Vern mellowed me out and you went took it.
So, let me ask this. Sex with music, I love music anyways, but sex with music, are you into that?
I like sex.
Are you into videos?
I got a whole playlist.
Or do you want?
I got a whole playlist.
I know somebody who just likes to watch fucking movies during sex.
Wait, that be the little.
Turn it off!
The little hood rat chick you picked up, motherfucking Quinn. You hear Big Daddy in the back of some shit. I'm gonna tell you. One of Adam Sandler movies.
And you know what happens when I do that? I start watching the TV, like, oh, this is my motherfucking part. Hold on.
I remember one time I was fucking, that nigga said something funny. I was like, damn, babe, I'm sorry.
I feel kind of weird because I think you're talking about me.
Martin is funny.
She did the TV thing because if we put on music, our kids would go, what the fuck was going on?
Right, yeah, that's when you got to do that. Like,
our mommy upstairs, the motherfucking music on.
She playing Tank.
Yeah, no. So she put a fucking movie on.
I damn Jones. What's going on, mom?
Oh, that was the movie. I go upstairs. I had to go in the fucking closet and shit.
I'd be so nervous to do it in my house because of my fucking kids. I'd be like, oh, because I live upstairs.
When I stay with my, like, if I ever go to a woman's house and she got a kid, I'll do it, but I hate it because I want to get down, goddammit. I don't want to be quiet. I don't want to do all this. Like,
wait, the bed.
Oh, man, I hate that shit. Like,
I'm holding the fucking bed.
Sorry, you got to put the pillow. Get the pillow, bitch. Give me the pillow. Goddammit. I hate that shit. I gotta give you medium strokes. I gotta.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you be like, fuck it.
And then I
this is what happens, Junior. This is how you got here, Junior.
When it's all said and done, I be running downstairs like, y'all good? Y'all hungry? Anybody want anything? You guys been in your room this whole time? Where's some random noises coming upstairs? You're good. But my daughter, if she hear anything else, she'd be like, what are you guys doing in there?
For real.
What the fuck? London. She's like, open it. Open this door right now. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
but
she's
she been like that since a little kid. Like,
that's
why
PJ got headphones.
Hell no,
yeah. Not again, nigga. That nigga being a man. God damn it, daddy. Not again. My friends get your ass.
He had that age where he might be listening. What's that, you? See, they ain't doing that. It's right. My heart's like, oh, shit. That's what they
When they go to the bathroom too much, I'm like, what the fuck you in there doing? Where's go in your room. Lock the door.
Just wash the tissue. The tissue will tell you. Like, right.
No.
You're taking a lot of shits, man. What the fuck is wrong with your
stomach? Go through his history and his phone because little boys are not smart enough.
No, they is. Because I got that nigga one time, that nigga ain't did it no more. I think he learned how to clear that shit. He go to YouTube and find some real shit to know.
Now, like, when I went through my son's shit, I was like, oh my God.
I don't go through your son's shit.
Oh my God, are you?
I hear nothing.
You're going to see his DP.
Plus, Apple don't make it no better. That's going to show you the entire
thing. Right.
So then this is what I did. I let him know. I said, listen, because anyone can grab your phone and go to the internet. I would prefer if you do this. Hit this private button, right, honey, because nobody will see your business. Okay? It's not a problem that you're.
I was upset. I was like, no, you're watching this white women. Okay, we gonna switch that.
Now my son, he like bad women. Look, you know, so I listen.
I know you light skinned, PJ, but that's not your people.
As a black woman, I know sometimes I act like a nigga sometimes. So when I went through my son's history and I seen what he was watching, I was like, yes. It was like fat black bitches.
Oh, he like big girls, huh?
No, like fat asses. Oh, fat asses. Fat asses, like, yes. But ever since he was little, he always had a fatuation with thick women.
Really?
So, yes. Like, my friends, like, I would have these photo shoots at my house sometimes. My, yeah, good friend Adaron is one of the best photographers, I feel, but he's super dope out of New York, and he would come in town and I always had like dope apartments and shit, so we do photo shootouts in my house. And my son, I think Jojo had to be like 5 years old, and he would stand on the wall and just be like this.
Freaky as hell.
And my friend,
the Oedipus complex.
My friend Jackie, she's thick as fuck, and Dre would always go and like lay his head on her butt, like just. And he walked with his. Little boys are able to do anything, by the way. Like without women being offended, mm-hmm. he'd always walk with his hands on her ass. She'd be like, "Oh my god, you're so cute. You're my little boyfriend." And he'd just be like,
"At what age does that come off?"
How old is he now? 13? Oh, yeah. I bet he's looking for a thing.
With Jackie.
No, he'd be like, T.T. Jackie. He'd be telling his friend, T.T. Jackie had a fat ass. I'm like, what? No,
ain't my real auntie. I can't wait to prom. I ain't gonna lie, I used to want to fuck my mama friends. Ooh, I can't wait till I get old.
You get him some pussy now?
Yeah, I don't think none of them look bad. I don't know. Your son friend?
No, my son, my mom.
Oh.
Mama friend. And then I know the ones that's going to. Oh.
Right.
Because I'll do your son, Carol. Shit,
with his fine ass.
That's a boat money.
50-50. I always come try to look cool. Look, hey.
I give you your 10% finders for
you. Hey, how you doing, Miss Evans? How you been, Miss Evans? How you doing?
That hug, Linga Lalonde.
I'm checking that little some smell good. She smell like, oh, your son look good. Hey, how you doing?
Don't go to church then.
Uh-oh. I did one of my mom's co-workers before.
You dated him?
We was fucking.
Yes. Yes, you dated
him. And my mama was like, did you fuck that boy?
The shit out of him.
I was like, I'm like, we
your
good,
daughter
girl.
Got some pussy on her.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anytime y'all barbecue.
They had fucking friendship, bro. Oh, yeah.
My mom was just like, she was like, y'all be careful. That's a little, y'all be careful.
How Tina doing, baby?
Like, when I go to the office, she's like, when I would pop up to her office, she's like, you ain't here for me, are you? I'm like, oh, yeah, I came here to see you, Ma. You ready to go?
I'll be 5 minutes.
Yeah, we school. Like, I don't know, that should be fun to me.
That's crazy. Well, that's it. We got more. That's it.
I feel like this show was...
This was a great episode.
Jam-packed.
I want to thank... Shout your name out again one more time.
His name is Prince Dondi. Put some respect on his name.
All mans came in here.
And he also all of the dudes in here. Because guess what, ladies? He said he lays his ego at the door. Yes, I love that. Yes.
Sweetheart Tiff came in to check us out. We appreciate you for coming as well.
And next time we're going to be on her show because she is going to
get
my shit together.
That's right.
Get it going.
And this is episode what, Tim? 9.
9.
We've been fucking up on the numbers.
I feel like we had more.
I swear, I think so. But yeah, episode 9. I want you guys to enjoy yourself tonight. Enjoy the show. Be safe. Wear condoms. Protect yourself. If you're in a relationship, don't wear no condom, okay? Is that better, Tim?
Yeah, that is.
There's always plan B.
I don't use that stuff. That's a whole nother show, but anyway.
Most y'all enjoy y'all night.
And that's follow the us to on say. Follow us on Instagram at Late Nights with Sexy and Savage. The NMG
Network.
Miss Chic. Gas Station P. Don't forget to go on Twitter, ladies.
And follow me at PJ Fucker.
And like all his shit, comment on his shit, and
tweet
DM him
shit.
And retweet it. And don't forget, go subscribe to his shit. It's $12.99 on OnlyFans. He may run a special this week, ladies. Get in soon. And on that note, peace out.
Good night.
You gotta
wait.
Now.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.